New Life Living with intuitive spiritual life coach, Ulrika Sullivan, starts right now. Welcome, welcome to New Light Living Podcast. I'm your host, Ulrika Sullivan. I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach, and I'm on a mission to help you get unstuck from energy that's holding you back so that you truly can make long-term changes that last and so that you can see your life in a new light. Because the times we're living in are asking us to step up, to expand beyond what we know, what we've known before, and live true to who we are like never before. And if you caught last week's show on how you can use curiosity in relation to when mindfulness gets frustrating, because it does sometimes, and how you can use curiosity to get out of the resistance that we sometimes feel when we're trying to use the same old ways, and I'm talking about planning, expectations, and setting goals, and so on. When we use those old ways, I'm saying old ways because that's how I feel about it, and when we put that on the framework of spirituality and mindfulness practices, that doesn't work. So we get frustrated with ourselves and our practice, and maybe we want to quit and go back to our old ways. So in today's show, we're taking it a step further. Today's topic is about how you can stay the course. And if you're having that feeling or the pattern of wanting to quit, so I'll share three self-growth tools to show up with ease, to keep showing up with ease so that you can avoid building up that resistance and frustration that often tips us over and we quit. Have you thought of the highs and lows of life, our ups and downs? Those are normal, but in this lifetime, we live in a constant ebb and flow of instant gratification. Have you thought of that? Some build their entire life on highs only, constantly new gratifications that are going to help to solve all kinds of problems. And we try to keep ourselves at that high at all times. But as we know, with a high comes a low. And as an example, let's think about all the gym memberships, let's say as an example, that gets bought, and new gym clothes as well to go along with it. And now by the time of March, because it's March when I record this episode, a majority of those gym memberships are still unused. And think about the online courses that you bought, you may have bought, that you have done only maybe the first part or so. And those are examples of how we're seeking instant gratifications and we want to have that high at all times. We all have some things we are very super excited about and we felt that high about it. And then the low came around and that feeling of wanting to quit when it gets a little harder. And some of you did quit. So that's what this show is about today. What it takes to make a long-term commitment to change and some easy and available tools for you to lean on those days that you want to quit. So why does it feel like self-growth and personal evolution and development sometimes feel like work? And what's the trick to make a long-term permanent change to your life without going down the rabbit hole and quit? For me, when I first realized I had to make a change to my life because I felt completely empty inside and I didn't know what I liked to do or what my dreams were or what my desires were anymore, I tried many different things that sounded great and that gave me that high. It was courses and books, events, lectures and classes, retreats, you name it. I tried to follow my well-thought-out plan that I had tried to figure out for so long for what I thought I needed to do to make that change that I wanted to make. But what happened was that these starts and stops, for example, I bought a book and I read it and I got so inspired and I wanted to try every single practice or, you know, the inspiration that that book gave me. And I started off on a very high, bits and pieces of inspirations, but I really wasn't really integrating it into my life. So after a while, it didn't stick anymore, and only to quit and start over once more. And it was exhausting, to say the least, right? It took a few years for me to realize that everything I wanted really was an image of something I thought I needed. And what I forgot to ask myself was, what truly matters to me? So the common answer to this question is, well, it matters to me that I exercise more, and it matters to me that I lose a bit of weight, or that I get a different job, and then I'll be fine. But this isn't really what this question is about. It's something much deeper. So if you're finding yourself in this pattern of start and stop, and when it comes to making life changes, maybe you have a pattern of quitting halfway because it just feels too hard to keep going. You keep changes on the surface, and a true change never happens. So maybe this question is for you. What truly matters to you? So this is a question where you can go back to basics, really, and peel back the curtain, because it's important to ask yourself, what are your values? And these are very fundamental, very basic questions. What are your values? And what are your absolute non-negotiables? That's a good one too, because there are things that we don't want to negotiate away. So think about that for a minute, because all of us, there are some must-haves that we have. And here's the power of this question, because your must-haves, your non-negotiables, may have changed over time. So that's an added layer to that question. Are they still the same as they were, for example, when you grow up? And most likely, your values, your non-negotiables, your must-haves, whatever you want to call them, are not the same as you had when you grow up, for example. And why is that? Because the truth is that we rarely ask ourselves these questions, but they're so fundamental. And if you are at a fork in your life and feel that you need a change in some way, you may not know what it is, what the change is, but this is the place you need to go. What are my values? What are my non-negotiables? Back to basics, really, to what really matters to you. So for me, I had to discover what I really, truly valued and what really mattered to me. And one of the things that I found out was that I really value deep truth-seeking, soul transformational conversation with others. And this insight led me to create a coaching business and wanting to help others through these deep truth-seeking conversations. So what you can ask yourself, if you have this feeling of resistance and frustration towards your mindfulness practice or even other things that you want to change in your life, and where your life is going to take you next, if you feel kind of a resistance to all of that because it feels so hard, take a step back and ask yourself, what truly matters to me now? Do you still value what was valued when you grew up? If not, find out what matters to you now. And that might take a little, you know, time and stillness to journal a little bit about it, because The truth of the matter is that I had no idea a couple of years ago that I valued the deep conversation with someone so much because I was too busy to find that out. And look at the impact it had on my entire career direction. I realize that my existing career that I had, my role that I had in my career and what I did on a day-to-day basis didn't fulfill what really mattered to me. So to have that deep soul transformational conversation, that was not what I was doing in my career at the time. And now, a few years later, here I am as an entrepreneur and a podcast host and a coach. Who knew that that would happen, right? So that single insight accelerated the entire change for me. So it's worth to go back to basic. And I am so curious what this type of insight can do for you and your life. So now, next, we are going to go a bit deeper with this topic of wanting to quit and on your quest of self-growth. And some of the reasons for why it feels like it's self-growth is all work. Why is it so? And in this episode, I have put some really powerful tools in here that are coming up next for you to come up with really your own support system. And I have three very practical tools that I'm going to share with you next. So take what speaks to you of those three. And if you want personal coaching to find out what truly matters to you, I recommend you to go to my website, newlightliving.com, and let's connect there and chat. When you find out what really matters to you and take action on what that really does for you, you also automatically align with your own energy field. So that is a way to ease up that resistance that you may feel as you're about to take your next steps on your path. But if you align with your own energy field, really step into what really matters to you, that is going to release that resistance. For myself, once I started to align with what mattered to me, my entire career changed. Opportunities showed up in front of me, and all of a sudden I felt clarity about where I was heading next. I was riding this natural evolution that was meant for me. And I stepped into my natural power and energy field. And you can do that too. The best part was if I felt I really didn't feel I had to work for it. And that's the shift, right? If you feel today that all the mindfulness practices that you have collected, that it feels like work, you can step into your natural energy field by taking this time to find out what really matters for you. Because for me, it just kept happening and I was totally in for the ride. So here's another thing. If you're not aligned with what matters to you now, you also find yourself not being consistent. And without consistency, the likelihood of quitting is very high. The inconsistency is a symptom and a sign that there is something here you're not buying into anymore. So another reason for quitting is that need for being perfect. And many of us have that trait of perfectionism. So I'm speaking to all of you perfectionists out there, because we are many. And we feel that we need to be perfect, or things has to be perfect before we make the next move. So if you feel that the change you have in mind needs to be perfect, it's bound to be keeping you away from continuing and maybe even down the road of quitting. So full transparency here. I'm not perfect. I fall off the bandwagon and get frustrated about things. But the difference now is that I catch myself when I'm feeling that I want to divert, I want to stop what I'm doing or quit, even when it feels hard. So that brings me to the three powerful tools that I'd love to share with you today that I've used myself. And those are tools that help you shift the energy from one of stopping, retracting, or quitting to energy of opening up, continuing, evolving, and growing. And that's energy that reminds you of what truly matters to you and who you are. All of these tools are designed to help you stay the course and grow personally and your spiritual practice with ease all at the same time. All right, so are you ready? Let's start with the first tool. I cannot enough stress how important it is to create a morning routine. And you've heard me in previous episode explore this in detail, how important it is and what can you do for you. So all I want to do for you today is to inspire you to keep going with it. Because a morning routine that you love is going to help you show up with ease every day. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to the previous episodes that I mentioned, here, let's do it here. Here's a morning routine and how it could look like for you. I'm just going to go through it and see if you want to take some notes, feel free to do so. And maybe you recognize what you already are doing in the morning for your own morning routine. But here's how it could look like if you're new to this. First of all, I recommend to change your alarm on your phone or that what wakes you up in the morning from some kind of sound to music. Because music is really a energy shift, and pick some music that you love. First thing in the morning, if you hear something that you love in terms of a piece of music, great start. And then I recommend too that first thing in the morning, no checking your phone, because that is really activating our brain and turning on our brain right away. You want to settle in for at least a 10-minute meditation instead. This is key in the morning. And after that 10-minute meditation, I often recommend guided meditations because for me, at least that's my experience and many of others too, that if you use a guided meditation, you don't have to do anything. You just follow along because that makes your brain just, okay, I'm just going to follow along here. So about to 10 to 20 minute meditation, depending on how much time you allot for yourself in the morning to do your morning routine. What's important here is that bring out your journal right after meditation and free write for at least 5 minutes. And at the end of the journaling, write out your intention for the day. And you may say, I don't have any time in the morning for all of this. You do. Even if you have young kids at home that wake up early, there's nothing more important for you than set your day off right. Now, the next tool that I'd like to spend some more time on is a happy space. Do you have a happy space in your home? I call it a happy space because here's the idea. A happy space is a special happy space within your home. Maybe it's a small little area or even let's say it's a wall with a lot of things that you hang on a wall. That's your happy space. Or maybe a little altar or a little table where you place items that mean something to you. Because here's the thing. Receiving support and encouragement from others to stay on track is great. You know, we use our support groups for that. But the most powerful support comes from within yourself. And that's why a happy space in your home can bring this powerful boost. It will provide you a great inspiration boost. So I'll talk a little bit more in detail about this, what I mean about creating a happy space within your home. And for example, I have pictures of events or places that I have been that really made transformational impact on me. I have crystals, I have, you know, items that really are symbols of my growth path, my spiritual path in my happy space. So that's an example of what you can place in this happy space. The requirement is that, of course, that they make you happy. They remind you of something that matters to you. So gather reminders of your importance too. What is it that you can bring into this little happy space that reminds you of how important you are? And that reminds you of your true self and your intentions. Here's the thing also, in the happy space, I recommend to limit pictures of others, including family members, because they may divert your attention from the reason you wanted to visit your happy space in the first place. So this happy space in your home is for you only, because all other hours of the day, you're focusing on others. And when you visit this happy space, you surround yourself with reminders of your soul and how you want to feel. So how about this week that you start creating this little happy space for yourself and gather a few items in a certain area in your home that feels cozy to you, that feels safe for you, and start, doesn't have to be a lot, it's just this little area that you call your happy space, and visit this happy space when you need it, when you need that little boost of inspiration, when you feel you need that little extra kick to keep you going, right? Yeah, go get items that matters to you and put them together in your little happy space. Now we're going to move on here to the third tool, which I love. And I love it so much that I actually created a way for you to get your own. And I'm talking about intention reminder bracelets. And that is for me another powerful way to stay the course, because I am wearing, it's a physical object that, and I'm wearing my bracelet, and I call it an intention reminder because it really is a reminder directly to your soul. And personally, I love wearing these bracelets, and they're made of natural materials, crystals and wood. And I wear many at the same time, and each of them has a different meaning to me. I infuse the bracelets with of my intentions and desires. So I'd like to welcome into my life and how I'd like to feel. And by wearing the bracelet, I remind myself every day that, you know, this intention is what I truly want. This is what matters to me. And I set this intention, I let it go, and I get this reminder. For example, if I need a reminder, I touch my wrist, I see my bracelet, and it brings me right back to how I want to feel. And it definitely is so that it stays close to me, and it gives me no reason to detour. So examples of intention reminders are, for example, bracelets. you can use other things too, like rings or something that you can carry with you in your pocket, or maybe it's a necklace, something that has an object that has a special meaning to you. And I want to make a little announcement here that if you want to make your own intention reminder bracelet and make it even more personal for and represent, let's say, a new beginning, join the online workshop I have on March 24th. And it's actually a workshop that I give every new moon because it's the ideal timing to start something new and set intention for a new beginning for, let's say. So this month workshop, you can find that on newlightliving.com, and you can click the shop tab up in the banner on my website and go register for that workshop. And you scroll down halfway on the page when you arrive, and you'll find the registration button there. Here is a couple of things that I'd like you to hear today, because an important part of your self-growth path is to show yourself that you matter and that you are important. And maybe that's at the top of your most valued and matter list. So resist backing down when fear show up, and therefore ignoring your dreams and visions and desires. So this is where all of these three tools, whichever of them that speaks to you, comes in to support you. Use them and trust the transformational power of each of them. Reminding yourself of your worth and what matters to you means that you show yourself over and over again that you can be your own role model. Seeing your reality for what it is and wanting to keep closing that gap day after day. So visit your happy space often, if only for a 3-minute meditation to help return to you. If you believe it's possible for you to make a conscious change, you can. What we've been talking about today in this show is how we can shift the feeling of wanting to stop and quit on our path of self-growth. And I've given you some powerful tools that can help you stay the course and not quit. Because there are tools that can help support you when it's frustrating and you want to quit. Tools that can help you to let go and not having to have everything figured out. Because when we're going through a change in our lives, we need all the support we can as we're evolving into a new phase of our lives. And it will be down to the consistency. That's how life change happens over a longer time. It does not happen with instant gratification and a high. Life changes are not a one-day wonder, but I think you know that by now. And the most important thing is to stay open and invite the unexpected and be prepared to invite something different, a different way into your life. Thank you for tuning into the show on New Light Living Podcast and for being here with me today. If you haven't joined the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, head over to Facebook and join us there, because this group is a safe environment to support each other, to stay the course. And sometimes I show up live too in this group usually after the show airs every week. So keep an eye out for that in the next live chat. And if you want personalized support through coaching, visit me on newlightliving.com and submit an application for coaching, and let's chat. Next week, we'll talk about stepping into greatness. Come join me then. Trust the process. Do the work.